And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist.
Enhance your professional skills and advance your career with a master's degree in criminal justice. Find out how at the upcoming Texas A&M International University College of Arts and Sciences Criminal Justice Master's Program Open House, Thursday, October 15th at 6 p.m. in Bob Bullock Hall, Room 225. Admission is free and open to the public. Current and prospective students can get to know the criminal justice professors from 6 to 7 p.m., and from 7 to 7:30, there will be an orientation on program requirements and scholarship information. Designed for non-traditional students who work full-time, courses are primarily online. Graduate students can also choose alternative options to complete their degree through either a non-thesis or thesis plan. TAMU is one of the few universities to offer a criminal justice master's degree entirely online. For more information, click on tamu.edu/COAS/CRIMJUST. Find out about programs managed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Hispanic Serving Institutions Office Thursday, October 15th from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the TAMU Office of Career Services in Student Center Room 120. University students, faculty, administrators, and alumni are encouraged to attend. A representative from the USDA HSI office will be here to offer information on internships and scholarships for students and various career paths within the department. Students will have the opportunity to learn about paid and volunteer internships and scholarships. Faculty and administrators can learn more about the USDA Gica de la Garza Fellowship Program. The program has two tracks, Science Fellows and Education Fellows. The USDA also offers sponsorships to undergraduate and graduate students to attend state, regional, and national conferences. For more information, contact Laura Martinez, Director of Employer Relations, at 956-326-2264 or email laura.martinez@tamu.edu. Swedish artist John Rasmus' exhibit, Embracing Darkness and Living Your Dreams, will open with a reception on Thursday, October 15th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Gallery. This event is free and open to the public. The exhibit features drawings, large-scale woodblock prints, video, and animation by Rasmus. Rasmus currently runs a collaborative art gallery in Falun, Sweden. The exhibit will be on display through Friday, November 27th. Admission to the gallery is free. Hours of operation are from 12 to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and by appointment. To have an event reminder sent by email or text or downloaded to your calendar, visit the university's online calendar at TAMU, located at tamu.edu/calendar. For more information, contact Alma Hartline, Associate Professor of Art at 326-3041 or email almah@tamu.edu. Take the opportunity to listen to business experts present their research papers at a series of research presentations offered by the TAMU A.R. Sanchez Jr. School of Business. All lectures will be held in Western Hemispheric Trade Center, Room 103, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Admission is free. The presentations serve as a forum for business faculty and PhD students to present their research papers and receive comments from their professors, said Dr. Jorge Brusa, Associate Professor, Division of International Banking and Finance Studies. The series could be of interest for faculty in other fields, graduate students, and professional businessmen, Dr. Brusa added. For a complete list of upcoming lectures, please click on tamu.edu. Mexican author, journalist, feminist, and human rights advocate Lidia Cacho will share her experiences with censorship in the Mexican press at the first installment of the TAMU A.R. Sanchez Sr. Distinguished Lecture Series scheduled for Wednesday, October 21st at 7 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission to the lecture is free and open to the public. Born in Mexico City to a Mexican father and a French feminist psychologist mother, she learned about poverty, injustice, and sexism after she tagged along with her mother to the slums that surrounded Mexico City where her mother worked. Through a shelter she founded in Cancun, Mexico, Cacho continues the work she saw her mother do so many years ago. She also continues to blaze her own path. She was the first woman who took a case to the Mexican Supreme Court, where the court declared that the content of her book, Demons of Eden, an exposé on sex trafficking and child pornography in Mexico, is truthful. The court also ruled that she was detained and tortured as a result of corruption.
For more information, please contact the College of Arts and Sciences Office of the Dean at 956-326-2460 or email hdennis@tamiu.edu.
You've been listening to iTAMIU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamiu.edu or click on www.tamiu.edu. Thanks for listening.